This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 1 billion people in developing countries participate in a social safety net. At least one type of unconditional cash assistance is used in 119 countries. In 52 other countries, cash transfers are conditioned on relatively benign requirements like parents enrolling their children in school. The UK's antitrust regulator, the Competition and Markets Authority, said Britain's retail banking market isn't competitive enough, but held back from forcing the country's big lenders from radical changes. UK retail and business banking is dominated by four banks: Lloyds Banking, Royal Bank of Scotland Group, Barclays, and HSB Holdings, holding approximately 70% of personal current accounts and 80% of business accounts in the UK. Police fired tear gas at hundreds of students protesting outside Parliament, and sympathetic lawmakers disrupted a budget vote within an escalating outrage about university fees that became the latest political flashpoint in South Africa. Controller of the currency, Thomas Curry, raised a red flag in a speech that some activity in auto loans reminds him of what happened in mortgage-backed securities in the run-up to the crisis. He says they'll be looking at institutions that have significant auto lending operations. The Subway's decision in New York to remove Amalgamated Bank ads from their lines because they advocate a living wage and supposedly violate the agency's six-month-old no-politics advertising policy. That isn't sitting well with their union or many others in the public in New York City. Some states allow these workers to be paid regular federal tip minimum wage of only $2.13 an hour. EPAI says that in a study, poverty is more than twice as high among waitstaff and bartenders, 18% versus 7%, in states where these workers are paid the regular minimum wage, $2.13, and counting on tips. UAW members overwhelmingly ratified their second shout in an agreement with Fiat Chrysler. Contract passed with the support of 77% of the workers. The first proposal was rejected by 65% of the workers. A Category 5 hurricane hit Puerto Vallarta area of western Mexico in the strongest storm ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM,